are you fading? I've been trying to catch a glimpse of you. Are you catering to my taste and what you do? Well, I catch nothing but looking glass impression of your view. Mess so radiant, you can see right through my view. Are you waiting? Cause I've been waiting too. Are you waiting? Cause I'll wait for you. I trade in all these thoughts I've had, trading it for you. I'm so shameless, not me, to mistake this for a chance to emulate the life I knew. But I catch nothing but a looking glass impression of your view. My soul.
Okay, especially because we're now going to be broadcast on Tuesday morning.
Okay, I'll keep it clean.
Just why?
Okay, here we go.
What the heck? Oh, that's not my
dead air.
Yeah.
Make some noise. Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CITR Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome to Radio Pizza Party, and that was only coming in through the right ear.
For all you righties out there, that was a little treat for you. You are listening to, of course, Radio Pizza
Party.
Live. Broadcasting live.
From 101.9 CITR. Where are we broadcasting from?
101.9 CITR, the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples.
Yes, we are. And turn my mic down a little bit.
Okay.
Please. Because I don't want to blow people's ears out. I just want to blow their minds with my amazing wit.
Not happening. Not happening.
So what do we do on the show, Tristan?
Okay, so if you've never listened to Radio Pizza Party before, which is, hey, maybe you, and you're listening to this, and you're like, wow.
I'm sure there's still people that haven't listened.
You're like, what?
One or two.
In the world.
Somewhere in the world.
You're probably looking at us in your mind's eye and thinking, wow, I've never heard these guys before. What's their deal?
And you're hearing us now.
Exactly. So, Jack, what's our show?
I just asked you what the show is.
I know,
was.
But
and
I wanted...
You just said, there's people that haven't listened. Just tell them what the show is.
Okay. So the show is we have a guest on. Sometimes we don't have a guest on.
More often than not, we do.
We've been kind of playing with the format. We're going to have to do a random topic today with our guest today.
It's going
to
be a bit of a throwback.
It's going to be a bit of a throwback Thursday on a Friday, or maybe no, Tuesday. Whenever this, it's live today.
It's live. So Friday, September 1st.
Friday. No, Tuesday. That's fine. So on the show today, we have a journalist and female, Moira Whiten.
I was never clear on how to pronounce your last name.
It's like whiten your teeth, because people told me a lot as a kid to do that.
To whiten your teeth? Jesus.
No. Like even when you're a baby?
Yeah.
That's this baby's teeth. Something's weird with those.
You'd be surprised how much elective surgery insurance can cover.
Wow. To babies?
Yeah.
With dark teeth?
What are you?
Yeah, gross. It was a joke. Just kidding.
What?
What?
Okay, so we have Ms. Whiten over here. And what a treat, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Yeah, we're starting this show off right, thundering through it.
That's because we're so live right now. I'm discombobulated.
I'm live and large. Should we pick a topic, or do you have the topic list anywhere anymore?
Yes, I do, actually. Don't look.
You sounded so insecure about that.
Yeah, because I am. About most things.
So what are we going, like, numbers between one and done?
Let me just check here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is a professional radio show.
Between 1 and 12. Also, while you're thinking of that, let me play a little something called this.
Hey Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
Yeah.
I love how he sprinkles on some mustard at the end.
Gotta put a little extra. Laura, you can talk into the mic. It's okay.
I just don't want to mess up the perfect flow that's going on, you know.
But people need to know that we're funny, so you gotta laugh into that mic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, let's take that audio. Just sprinkle
thank
it through.
It's live. We can't do that.
Oh, of course. Correct.
Hoink. Hoink.
You say hoink?
Yeah. That's what happens when you close one eye, right?
Hoink.
Hoink. Hoink.
Maybe you should get that checked out. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the sound it makes.
It's so loud.
It's like screeching to close your eyelid, right?
Hoink.
Like an old cellar door.
Peter Sellers.
Right, number 1 and 12. Go.
Wait.
7.
This is... One second. So our topic for the day is...
If it's finally belt, I'm going to cry.
It's not. It's Mac versus PC. A couple of... That was one of the ones I was not looking forward to, but...
Hey, here we are. I guess.
So, like, it's Apple against political correctness, right?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. That was after the McGregor-Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Cool. I don't get that. A PC because
it's like a fight, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
no,
I'm really
it.
Not doing this right.
No, you're doing great. I'm just...
Tristan's just thick as a brick. I'm
thick as a brick. People say that. I think it's a compliment.
Okay. Did any of you guys watch the McGregor-Mayweather fight?
Did you? Moira? Whiten?
No.
What? Okay, if... In a perfect world, what would be the... What would happen in the fight for you?
They just hug. For me? Wouldn't be a fight.
There's just no glorification of, like, male violence on television. That's my ideal.
What about female violence?
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Let's do it. If they were women, I'm on board.
Okay.
I bet you would be too, right?
Well, hey, whoa.
You pervert.
No. Never. I don't like fights, actually, because I feel like...
Hoink, hoink.
I've never been in a fight. Maura, you ever been in a fight?
Can't say I have been.
I think that's generally... I'm happy we're on the good side of history.
I mean, like, do you consider it a fight if you win immediately?
Oh,
because in that case,
someone?
Then maybe.
What happened?
Oh, no, like, verbal fight? Does that count?
Oh, no, I was talking like a fist fight.
Oh,
but
shit.
But you've never been in a...
never been in a verbal fight
the most
all.
Passive person you've ever met, as you both know.
How do we...
You keep that laptop where it is. We all heard that.
No, that's a little bit of liveness coming through the speakers there.
Some live jive, as they say.
Want to hear this crazy story?
No.
So Jack was talking to me the other day, and he grabs me, and we're like hanging out, and he's like, Tristan, I got to tell you something. I went and I saw the Emoji Movie, and I actually enjoyed it. It was pretty funny. That's it. He says it was
we're
probably...
We're about to get into a fight right
he
now.
He said it was one of the funniest movies he saw this year. And I was like, oh, really? That was surprising. So, officially on record, Jack Lemming loves the Emoji Movie.
Yes, I do. More than anything in the world.
More than Supreme?
I don't like that that's becoming a part of my identity. It's like how Tristan is bad pizza.
Yeah. I'm just the pizza guy.
I can't believe... So for people who aren't at UBC, which is statistically most of the world.
Not in my world.
The UBC put together this, like, first year's guide, which I didn't write anything in, neither did Tristan. But there's 99 things to do at UBC. And what's the third one?
Fourth.
Isn't it find Tristan and get him to do something stupid or something to that effect?
Yeah, but aren't we going to get him to do all 99 things?
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down.
Yes. Can we please make that
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I thought we were going to do it with Kate, and we were going to have you do everything.
Sure.
And make a video for the end of the year.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so if you want to know what Tristan looks like in person, not just in voice, you can stay tuned for that movie.
Actually, you'd know what he looks like in video.
Wait, that's kind of interesting because Jack said he hadn't added to that at all, but I'm pretty sure he did because the last one, and I think he knew I was going to end up doing these things, was jump off a bridge. So.
Well, I mean, the editorial board wrote it, so I can't speak to what they wanted you to do.
I can speak to what one editor wanted him to do.
Sounds like a Samuel was involved in this.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Best case scenario.
So Max, who here uses Max? I do.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, this is the radio.
Hey, people. Raising a hand.
Yep.
Yeah, I use...
What's that? What's that spell on the back?
Political correctness.
A political correctness.
Does it say anus on the back? Asus, sorry. Nope. Use an Asus.
Yes, it does say that.
Yeah.
I thought it said snuff. Upside down.
Snuff. It's kind of like if you go
I've
into...
I've been reading it wrong.
If you go into an alternate dimension, it says
snuff. Alternate
snuff,
to where?
And where everything's backwards and evil, it says snuff. Okay. The alternate dimension. The island.
Okay, absolutely. So Max. I like Max.
Who's Max?
He's the guy who sold me my laptop. And he's a cool guy. And I like
Max. Was he in an Apple store?
No. Oh. No, he was in a pickup truck.
Pickup, PC, I got you.
Yeah.
There's a P and a C in both of those letters. Words.
Wait, do you think I said a pick cup truck?
Yeah, when you pick a cup when you're inside of a truck.
A PC truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows those.
Yeah. You don't want to know my favorite magazine?
What?
It's about that kind of trucking. It's called PC culture.
Oh, yeah, because it talks about the culture of those types of trucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
You're a fan of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of PC culture.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
He's not an Alex Jones guy. Well, why don't we go to ourselves a little break.
Oh, Tristan, do that at home.
Hey.
It's my fault I brought up McGregor fight, so.
Yeah, now we're going to have first ever fight. How many times do you think there's been an actual violence fight in these studios and it's been recorded, like, on air across the waves?
I would love to hear that audio, and I'd say about once.
Statistically, like, zero, but I'll be optimistic at once as well.
Statistically? Why is statistically zero? What statistics?
I'd say these studios, none. The old ones and the old Sub. Probably more than one.
Oh, probably someone grabbing by the scruff of the neck, like, listen here, you can't be telling people this. And the guy's like, I need to tell the truth to the world.
This needs to go to the mayor.
Some sort of thing, and this guy's smoking a cigar or something, I don't know.
Yep.
He's guy's wearing 3D shades, and he's like, okay. So this song is called Love Keeps. It's by Scenic Route to Alaska, which is...
Is it Alaska or Alaska?
I'm looking at it closer. Scenic Route, R-O-O-T, to the letter 2, Alaska, yes.
Of course, the letter 2.
And then the song is called Love Keeps. They're from Edmonton, which is...
More like Deadmonton.
Deadmonton.
Okay.
Because our guest is actually from that place. And the only
I mean, I moved to Vancouver. It's like the most Edmonton thing you can do.
Is it?
Right? Yeah, definitely.
The most...
Like, all my friends here are from Edmonton as well.
That's also true. Yeah. I know a lot of people from Edmonton.
It really opens your eyes coming to Vancouver, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to go to Edmonton ever. Okay.
I got my eyes closed when I lived in Whistler. Skiing was a difficult time for me.
Yeah, because you were going uphill.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, sorry. We're live right now.
Yeah. We can't
anything
edit
can happen. Anything can happen. We're live, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. All right, let's go to a quick little break.
Let's do this little song, and we'll do that.
Break. These are the breaks.
What the heck? What the heck? One sec, ladies and gentlemen.
Me back.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Rhinophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1,111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Rhinophonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to
Radio
Pizza Party.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
We didn't even rehearse that. That was amazing.
There's little things that we rehearse.
I feel like you can tell that wasn't rehearsed, and it was better for it.
So, geez.
You're a little bit close to the mic there, buddy.
So our topic today is, I think, Mac versus PC.
Which remember those has a lot of mileage.
A lot. It's like an old car. Lots of mileage.
It's really funny if you let him just hang there.
Hang 10, ladies and gentlemen. So of course, CITR 101.9, Radio Pizza Party. I am Tristan, and this fella.
Hey, I'm Jack.
I was pointing at him, but people at home can't see that. And we are here with Moira whitening her teeth because that's how it's pronounced.
Yep.
Of course. Remember those old commercials of the Mac and PC thing? Remember that?
With Justin Long in them.
And John Hodgman.
Yes, vividly.
Have you ever listened to the podcast Judge John Hodgman?
Oh, yeah, I have. That's a good one.
I didn't like it because they talked about outdoor hot tubs for an hour and a half. And I wanted to... I was losing my mind listening to this guy talk about hot tubs. So I'm a Mac man just for that.
Big Mac.
That's what they used to call me. Then I lost 200 pounds and changed my name from Mac.
And now they call you the guy who likes a Mac computer.
Comma, big.
Big. Big, 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 big man.
Big has been relegated to, like, the middle name position.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and my last name is McDonald.
Big McDonald? I'm lost, apparently.
No, so my name goes, the guy who likes... Mac computers, Big McDonald.
Continue.
They usually just call me Big Mac, though. I really pick.
No, but what were you saying?
That I like Macs.
Interesting. What about the functionality of a Mac computer?
People are going to hear about a third of what you're saying.
is good.
No complaints here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's easy to figure out stuff.
It's not waterproof, though.
It's not.
So,
I don't know.
That's a point of criticism.
Once me and Jack.
Okay, so this is when we used to live together, the dark old days. We had this cutting board that, because we didn't treat it very well, it was coming apart.
Did you call it names?
Yeah.
Did you cheat on it?
I cheated on it. I used
did not treat
cutting
her well.
Boards.
Okay.
Come home drunk.
Yeah.
Throw it around the room.
So we're going to joke about domestic abuse.
Cut that out.
No, we can't. It's live.
We're so live. So this cutting board was like coming apart, and Tristan's like, I know what I'll do. I'll karate chop it in half. So I can't remember who held it up.
David held it up.
So the positioning of this room is we're in the kitchen. The cutting board is being held up, and behind it is the living room with a glass of water and my laptop.
Right beside
Tristan it. Tristan goes, mind over matter.
It
knocks a chunk straight into the glass. Well, it hits the wall first.
It hit David in the head. Bounced off his head. So it bounced off his head up, like, over the crown of his head into the water glass onto your computer.
There's a video of it, and the last thing you hear is me go, dude!
It's like 5 seconds. I go, mind over matter. Boom. Fair. And then I go, oh, because I hit David in the head. So I'm like, oh, are you okay? And then Jack's like, dude.
I remember turning my laptop over and water just poured out of the keyboard.
Yeah, actually, that was a similar story at the UVC last year.
Okay.
Bottle of water, open on my desk. And actually, I said dude just the way Jack did in that video. But the dude was me, and I played myself.
I'm the dude. Oh.
And that was why I spent $30 on rice in the Nest grocery store. Just to put it in rice, because
you were hungry, because you were so sad.
I was so hungry.
Gotta eat this laptop.
I was trying to use the dying energy of my laptop to cook this rice.
Did it work?
Did not work. Laptop revived. Back from the dead. And I remember running into the boardroom, our web team was there, and they're like, a bunch of smart dudes, like, sitting there working on some stuff, and I ran in, and I was like, yo, you guys gotta help me fix this thing. And they're just like, yeah, nah. And they've coded, like, every cool thing we've ever done. And they're like, yeah, sucks to be you. But I showed them. I showed all of them. The computer is still working today. It's in my bag right now.
Mine's still kicking.
Peace out.
Yeah, Macs are durable. They last for a while. Because they're really expensive and you don't want to let them go. Mine gets very funny sometimes. Like, it just gets weird.
It goes a little funny.
Gets a little squirrely on you.
Yeah, goes a little squirrely.
A little squirrely.
I mean, most of the time it's good, though.
Squirrels of Mac computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you like PC? Yeah.
They're cheap.
Fair point.
I don't have a whole lot of money in my life.
Just going to put yourself on blast like that?
Yeah. Hey, you, i.e. me, you don't have a lot of money to buy a Mac. But no, I got this computer. I paid a pretty penny for it. And
is it working for you?
It's working for me. I've had it probably about a year at this point, and it works. I can connect to the internet. I can deconnect to the internet.
You can connect to the internet.
Does your computer not connect to the internet?
No. Should it?
Oh, did you try? Okay, someone on the phone at your house when you try to go on the internet.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the thing. And I used a hammer to put the Ethernet cord in.
Really, eh? Yeah.
You have to use the small hammers. The big ones don't work.
Yeah, that rubber mallet.
That's what it is.
You fucked up.
Yay! Sorry. It's a live show. This is a live show.
This is a living being.
Sorry, I only spend my time around university age 20-something, so.
Like us.
Yeah.
Like us. We are 20 and something.
Yeah, it's a family show, Moira.
Come on.
So, Max.
Speaking of Max, speaking how old Max. Are you, Moira?
Yeah.
It's a good question. What's your guess?
You're 20.
One. I'm going to guess you're one.
I think you're the same age as me, probably.
Maybe.
Well, then our guesses. Are you just...
Well, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Ooh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But I'm turning 21 in a month, so...
Oh.
I'm older
Soon to
than
be
you.
Leaving you in the dust.
I'm older than you both.
I'm going to graduate before you, Jack.
Fair point. Let's go toe-to-toe.
Bachelor's degrees.
Two bachelor's degrees. Tristan, what are you doing over there?
I was just, like, reacting
His mouth is, like, a hole.
Hi.
Sucking his computer in.
Yeah.
Tristan has turned into a vacuum. I don't know what to do.
The best
turn
thing
it off
into.
And on again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Max, have you ever been to that convenience store?
Yes, I love
have.
Max.
But in terms of convenience stores, where do you rank that?
I'd say Max is number one because they still use styrofoam cups.
What?
Ooh, but Esso always has a mini Tim Hortons in it.
Mm.
You hear me?
See, I'm really tall. I can't fit in them, though. That's my problem.
Super mini.
Yeah.
It must suck to be like, what are you, like, 20 feet tall? Yeah.
No, people always think I'm 20 feet tall. But
really? That's only 18. Don't
He's
worry.
Got big shoes.
Yeah. Size...
He opted for the platform shoes.
Okay, yeah.
So I feel like I look.
I don't think I've ever seen you barefoot. That must have been where it was.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's how I get in the shower.
That's rough.
The rest of it, I'm always in my platforms.
Strange thing is that no one's ever seen him barefoot. He was born with shoes on. It was kind of surprising.
No, and the doctors.
Why aren't the Apple Jacks called like the Apple Flats then? Like your parents must have been like, holy shit, we baked a lot. Look, this kid has shoes on.
What?
The Apple Flats?
Oh, wait, no, they...
What are you talking
like a ballet flat.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing flats. It would be an Apple Plat form.
Shoe.
I'm just trying to make the shoe fit in the rhyme, you know?
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm a fan of 7-Eleven because it's open all night. And I'm up into the wee hours partying the night away.
You know why 7-Eleven is called 7-Eleven? It was open 7 hours a day, 11 days a week from the start.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always thought it was inverted.
And then they shortened all the days. They're on the Islamic calendar is the thing.
Oh. Yeah. So it's actually like in 7-Eleven years, it's like...
24 hours a day.
But what is it in like...
It's like dog years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm, so it's...
It's run by dogs.
Hey. A little mean to the people of 7-Eleven.
Oh, I'm sorry. All the listeners that are in the exec team of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you know, they could be having a 7-Eleven convention.
So how could you call them dogs and take advantage of free Slurpee Day?
Ooh. I didn't.
Bring your own container.
First mistake.
Bring your own container day?
Oh, yeah. I brought my bathtub.
Wow.
It was heavy.
Just dragged it in.
Oh, yeah.
When is free any container day? Is that...
I don't know what any container day is. 7-Eleven day. 7-Eleven, July 11th.
Yeah.
Is free Slurpee day.
I was on the bus from UBC on that day of days. And
all day. You could not get to 7-Eleven.
It was the worst. They wouldn't let me off.
You were riding the 99, like, back and forth, commercially UBC, like, constantly.
I saw so many 7-Elevens, and the bus driver just chained all the doors shut. It was a nightmare. It was like that movie Speed.
Yeah, it was someone like, pop, quiz, hot shot. Did that happen?
The bus couldn't go below. Yeah. It was like that movie about the bus that couldn't reduce its speed, and if its speed dropped below 50 miles an hour, it would explode.
Like the bus that couldn't slow down.
The bus that couldn't slow down, my favorite movie. Yep. So, do you drink?
Do I drink Slurpees? Water? Slurpees. So, where I stand on Slurpees is too much Slurpee. Probably one of the dumber things I've said in my life. But.
Just call me next time. I can add some.
This is a family show.
You're satisfied with yourself there.
You know it.
What do they call them at Max?
Slushies?
Slush puppies?
No,
that's
shoes.
Like a brand thing. Yeah.
Brand? There's brand. Brand Slurpees?
With a D, brand.
I don't want anyone's D in my Slurpee.
A Russell brand?
That's a general rule of Slurpees.
That's Tristan. He wants his... as much pee as you can get.
Yeah. Pee as in perfectly balanced ingredients. They're not too sweet.
I really want a Slurpee now. And I know I drink about three slurps? Gulps?
Slurps, because they're Slurpees.
Yeah. Okay, don't get...
So? Just know the lingo.
But what if you don't make like the slurp noise?
Then you gotta buy another.
Yeah, you have to buy another one. You have to sit at the counter and slurp it. Okay. If you don't do it right, you gotta go buy another.
It's like a reverse of when you go to Dairy Queen and they flip the Blizzard.
Yeah.
But if you don't slurp it right, you gotta buy another one.
My dream is that I go to Dairy Queen and it drops out of the cup in front of me and they still serve it to me. So wouldn't that just make the best story?
Like they scrape it off the counter?
Scrape it off the counter and pour it into the cup.
No, the thing is they're so thick it would just sort of stay in that cylinder and they just like...
I don't think we can call all the employees thick. That's pretty mean.
Or that's good. Isn't that good now?
Depends.
Thick?
Isn't that good now?
With two C's, thick is
thick.
Good.
Oh, yeah. If they're thick, with two C's.
I'm trying to rebrand Victoria as Victoria, and nobody's helping me.
It's not a very thick, particularly thick city.
Well, you got to start with John Horgan.
Right. Mm.
And he's relatively thick.
You
got to
get him on thick board, and then...
On thick board?
He's relatively thick.
What about... Oh, why don't we start small?
He's big boned.
You thick.
Big boned.
Like you, Vic, but you thick.
Oh, it starts small, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's like, oh, where do you go? It's like, oh, you thick. And then it's like, hey, I was just asking you where you went to college.
Oh.
It's pretty rude.
Where do you guys go? You thick.
It's like, that's completely off topic.
And
I'm not
going
to talk to you anymore.
And rude, yeah.
Insubordinate and churlish.
The two worst types of feelings.
Imagine that a job interview. So you go to UVic, yeah, you thick.
Thick.
You thick.
Hired immediately.
It's this branding thing. Oh, marketing genius.
You're hired.
You have my job.
I mean, the Daily Hive would hire you, so.
Yeah, I have guy's
Burn?
Contact info from Question Daily Hive.
Burn, got him. Exclamation point.
Oh.
This dude was married that I met from the Daily Hive.
Oh, wow. People can get married still?
Yep.
I thought millennials ruined that too.
Yeah. We killed
Mary. Good to know it still goes on.
We killed it dead.
The holiest of communions. Then I guess tell you, I'm super Catholic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no.
He's a really bad Catholic.
Isn't the point of Catholicism that like you kind of do everything and you just feel bad about it?
Yeah.
And then you just tell some guy in a weird cigar box.
And weirdly, it's like you're absolved.
Wait, a cigar box?
Yeah.
Like a little cigar box?
Yeah.
It's like, I do that to guys on the street, but it doesn't solve me of my sins. Like, come
on. Makes them worse. Wait, which streets? If it's Granville, I think it's added to the sins.
No. Not Granville. Don't worry.
No.
I'm not going to tell you where I confess my sins, though.
Yeah, that's a secret spot?
Yeah, of course.
It's like your mantra in transcendental meditation. You're not supposed to tell people, or else it loses its power.
And you explode.
Mm-hmm. So people are more scared of the second one.
It's like the bus that can't slow down.
Yeah, the bus that can't slow down.
Absolutely. So why don't, while we're having fun, why don't we go to a little break?
No, I can't go to a break because I'm not having any fun.
Okay, well, I'm going to break your leg. Then you'll have some real fun.
Okay? Oh, will I ever.
Will I am. Okay, excuse me. I've just got to get over here.
Go. I'm not that thick. You can get through.
Although you did go to You Thick.
Do it live. Do it live, everybody. So this song is by my friend Nicholas J. Morgan. NickyMo.bandcamp.com is where you can find him and contact him.
He's in the website?
Yeah, he's trapped. It's kind of horrifying. I don't want to go into it. So this is In the Wee Hours by my friend Nick.
I feel like that definitely has something to do with Slurpees.
Thick Nick.
Everybody, you of course are listening to
Radio
Pizza Party
with a backing track,
with a little bit of backing music, courtesy of my good friend Nick Morgan. He does our theme song, and he does the Let's Pick a Topic song.
He's done many songs.
Yeah,
for
he's
us.
Done a few. Check out his album, Moira.
Have you ever checked out?
It's
his
better.
Album?
It's better than these other guys you knew.
Check out his album now.
Okay. I mean, I'd have to build up the bond of attending high school together before
I attended high school with him, so I got that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a battle of the bands we went to high school with, essentially.
Yeah.
Is the theme of today.
So I think Scenic Route to LSK versus my friend Nick.
Nobody famous has come out of Whistler that isn't currently riding a bike or on skis.
Mm-hmm.
Or hosting Radio Pizza Party.
Hey. Radio Pizza Party.
Of course, that's what we're listening to. My name is Tristan Wheeler.
Hey, I'm Jack Lamming.
And we are here with Maura
White.
Whiten. Our topic today was Mac versus PC. We've talked a lot about Slurpees and...
Slurping pee, apparently.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a family show. Don't listen to him.
So we're all student journalists.
Yeah.
At some point.
If you call rating bad pizza journalism.
Hey.
Oh.
I do other things.
That's true.
Like?
That's true. I did that thing about
right
the...
Right for the guide? Oh. Nope.
Didn't do that.
I was...
Help with production last... Oh, nope.
Ooh.
I was working. That's my excuse.
We were all working. Yeah.
But we were working with our hands, making dough.
Yeah, we're the salt of the
literally
making
earth.
Dough. We was literally making dough.
I was.
I've been hearing that joke since I was 13 years old.
I was selling it.
Literally.
Did your parents?
Yeah.
They're like, why don't you go make some dough?
Yeah, my dad has that maniacal laugh. Old Abraham's got that. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's worse because he makes his own joke and laughs at it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Tristan, working hard or hardly working?
Is your dad having a heart attack?
Heart attack. passing like a kidney stone?
I don't know. That's why I was scared.
My dad's in the hospital bed, goes, Tristan, can you go buy me a Pepsi?
I don't get that. So
it's not a joke.
I don't understand.
But he's just
in a hospital bed?
That?
Yeah.
Oh, I get. I thought
like
I imagine
you think he's joking, he's just in terrible pain.
When you said hospital bed, I imagined deathbed. I thought you said deathbed.
Yeah.
So like
his Do you think anybody that goes into a hospital dies?
Yeah, I haven't seen that's why I died when I was born.
You didn't go out. Technically you just left.
Ooh, that's
your
true.
Your mom's the one who, your parents are probably the ones who went in.
What about doctors? They die every day in their own way.
Yeah, why do you think so many people become doctors?
I heard Grey's Anatomy has, like, terrible casting issues because they have to cast, like, a new episode.
Yeah, because
like,
they film
multiple times per episode. New cast multiple times per episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, a doctor leaves the hospital, you're like, ugh.
God.
And as soon as he touches the sunlight, it's like,
no continuity.
No, they find lookalikes. They've started cloning the main girl.
Bingo. Ellen Pompeo. She can't be recreated.
Has she done anything other than Grey's Anatomy?
She was an Abercrombie & Fitch model.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like the
She
90s.
Always looks like she's eating sour candy. That's my perception of Ellen Pompeo.
Well, if you're a doctor, you might eat sour candy too.
That's true. I love sour candy. I don't eat it now because I'm not a doctor.
Ellen Pompeo.
It's a rich man's food. I'm a peasant.
Okay, Ellen Pompeo, yeah. Okay, this person.
Can we see photos of her for context? Can you describe a photo of her for the radio to listeners?
So yeah, here, I'll show you a photo.
Okay, we're transitioning to a show I didn't realize I was invited to.
It's called Hayes Anatomy.
It's called You Thick. About?
This is her, right?
Yeah. Ellen.
Yeah.
That's her, right?
Oh, her mustache really came in that photo.
Yeah.
That's in the later seasons when it's getting real messed up.
That's a photo of Danny Trejo.
Do you watch all of Grey's Anatomy?
You know what? I'm just starting season 9.
How many seasons are there?
There's, the 14th is airing this month.
I thought we were just say 40.
The 40th.
The 40th.
That's way too many seasons. I don't like that.
Yeah. Tell it to my mom. It tells me the same thing every day that I watch it.
Too many seasons.
Every day. She lives in Edmonton.
Hey, I mean, I was home over the summer. She was not happy.
Hey, Moira, that's too many seasons.
Are you talking
my mom does not talk
Are
like
you
that.
Talking to Moira? It's her father. Where have you been flavin'?
This is an insult to my parents.
Describe your parents for the radio audience.
My parents are lovely, first of all. So I say this all with the utmost affection. My mom is, like, the sweetest lady ever.
I'm imagining my mom
and
when you say that. You got to be more specific.
She literally, people think that we're sisters because her skin is so nice. So she has nice skin, and she's the loveliest lady.
The loveliest?
Loveliest.
Oh, I was like, that's a strange.
Lovey, too. You could say the loveliest as well, you know. Mm-hmm. And my dad is, like, just bald. Like,
That's the only description you can think of. My dad,
like,
he was a bald
Think of
man.
Any... funny, generic, white, bald man, that's my dad.
Nice.
But he's tall.
Bruce Willis.
actually. I didn't want anyone to know, but my dad is Bruce Willis.
What?
Yeah.
Willis Whiten? It all makes sense.
Yeah. This is almost the exact same spelling.
Well, like, keep it on the DL, because...
Well, this is...
Can't have anyone trying to use me.
This is live, so... Live.
Live.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Mr. Willis. Looks like you're the one dying hard tonight.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Why is that disgusting? Okay. Our show has become a lot more juvenile in the last few weeks.
It really has.
Like,
wait,
when
I just
talked
want
about
school to start. Like, I just want...
Yeah, this is the first, the last broadcast of the summer.
Are we going to die? We just, like, came up from water. Yeah. Are we going to die? Is that how summer works?
Yeah. I mean, a little part of us, a little bit of our innocence dies at the end of each summer, I've found.
Okay there, Steinbeck. Calm down.
He
talked about innocence a lot. Or
summer, I don't know. Talked about a turtle.
He talked to a turtle?
He talked about a turtle. There's a chapter about a turtle.
Is this an episode talking about a turtle?
Ooh, I'm looking for clues.
Don't remember any turtles in the Grapes of Wrath, but...
Dude, there's a whole chapter on it.
Is there actually?
Literally, it's a turtle walking across the road.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess a tortoise.
I'm pretty sure I Sparks Notes that and still got an A on my essay in high school. So.
Killing it.
You thick.
We just
represent.
Air high-fived. You thick.
I did the sound effects.
I got 100% on a paper about Beyonce once, so that was my peak.
Yeah. Once I completely skimmed over the last little bit of Frankenstein and wrote my essay on it, and I got 100%. My teacher was like, best work of the semester. And I was like, wow, I should really not read the text more often.
Yeah,
so far,
I got in that
for
too.
3 years of university as well. So.
Do you just spark notes everything?
No. Just like a light skim. You get good at picking out the information.
My history professor last term was like, if you have a lot of readings, don't read everything in depth. Just read what I want you to read out of it. It's like, okay.
How would you know then? I guess you just go figure out from lecture or something?
Yeah, you just go to lecture and go, oh, he wants us to read about why Africans were treated so badly forever.
That's going
to
take me the rest of my life.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Should we play a little game? A little game called What's the Deal?
What's the deal? We're doing it live. That's why it's so. Yeah.
Welcome to What's the deal? Moira, I got a question for you.
We got one little tiny question for Mrs. Whiten.
What's the deal? You're married, right? That's why there's a ring on your finger. What's the deal with ants?
What's the deal with ants?
Sneaky little bastards.
Tell us more.
More. We need more, please.
Moira for more.
Tell us more, Moira.
What's the deal with ants and their tiny legs?
Come on.
Hey, my aunt was born like
that. Right, that's all.
That's an episode of What's the Deal. Enthusiasm.
All right, that was a fun episode of What's the Deal.
It absolutely was.
Yep. What do you think about What's the Deal, Moira?
I want to know what's the deal.
Well, we just asked you.
Hey, Jack, why don't we open up another episode of What's the Deal?
Who are we asking this time?
We're asking Moira again. What's the deal? What's the deal? Moira?
What's the deal with What's the Deal, please?
Honestly, I could not tell you.
That was What's the Deal.
What a fun game. I had a blast.
So we're
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
But that's where you find the best things.
Thanks.
Because if you place a barrel somewhere,
okay,
and you
really like launch
you dig,
forward in your chair there.
You dig underneath it. That's where you find treasure underground, underneath the barrel. So you scrape it until you reach in the ground. Then you find more treasure.
I've
gold.
Seen the Goonies. I know how this works.
Yes, yeah. But that infamous barrel scene in the Goonies. I love that.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Actually,
with their
is a barrel scene in the Goonies. So
what happens?
When they're like they're in the water and they're like holding onto a barrel.
And they go over the Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls.
That was
Falls.
The Canadian remake, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they go over to the U.S.? All these,
Justin Trudeau
how do you
will
feel
pay
about,
anything for Canadian content.
What do you feel about all these movies? You know, they have, like, it's a classic movie everyone loves, and it has the cast. And then these people come, and they're like, they have to make it Canadian. They have to add all these Canadians. You know, why can't we just enjoy it as it used to be?
The American hegemony permeating every aspect of our culture?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really great.
I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. Don't you want to see Tim Hortons product placement?
Everywhere.
Every 30 seconds?
Are you guys Tim Hortons fans?
No.
Me neither. During finals, as we are at a school,
I don't know George Glass, our school.
During finals, I was in the library late at night, and I thought, you know what? I was 4 in the morning.
Excellent. That's early in the morning.
Early in the morning,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it was 3:45.
Kind of late at night, early in the morning cutoff.
It was 3:45.
Okay.
Any Hootie and the Blowfish, I'm there.
All the young dudes.
And I'm like, you know what? I need a coffee. I need a coffee right now. Mm-hmm. Right now in my face. So I go to Tim Hortons and I order a large coffee. It was like they
gave me 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah. It was like I ordered a bathtub of coffee. It was too much.
And then when you order a bathtub, you get a friggin' thimble.
Yeah, I got like a little tiny 8-ounce cup of coffee when I ordered a bathtub. Never going to Tim Hortons Home Furnishings again.
Yeah, Bed Bath and Tim Hortons.
You'd
Bed
think
Bath
they wouldn't.
And Long John.
Hey, that was better than mine.
Thank you.
Bed Bath and Tim Horton.
Tim Horton.
Tim Horton. Yep.
Tim Hortons died in a drunk driving accident. Did you know that?
Didn't. Too many of those Timbits.
He was running away from the police and he drove off a bridge. I'm not even kidding.
What?
That's true.
And that's like a big part of the like national identity of Canada is Tim Hortons.
Yeah, he was drunk driving. He was being chased by police and he drove off a bridge.
Can you Google that? Because I want to hear like the Wikipedia of this.
Okay, one sec. Jack, fill the air with some of your friggin' ramblings or something. Jesus.
Should I just hold a note? Or should I, like, say, should we just talk about stuff?
Yeah, I think it's better if you guys talk.
What's your class schedule like?
Oh, come on.
Exactly what rooms are you going to be at what time?
I don't
want
to.
And the routes that you take to walk there.
I don't want to get anyone hot and bothered with how well I planned out my class schedule.
Really? Because I don't start class any day all year until after noon.
Oh, that's completely the opposite of ideal
for
me.
Really?
That's
but
not
I don't. I'm done class by 4 every day. Like, it's not like
no.
I have big stretches.
Are you
all morning?
Yeah, I start. I don't have class Friday. So I start Monday, Wednesday at 8:30, and I start Tuesday, Thursday at 9:30.
Okay.
But then Monday, Wednesday, I only have one class from 8:30 to 10. So I've got the whole day in front of me to be a journalist.
Damn,
to hang out with you. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I finish at 3:30. And I've got a break in the middle, so it's pretty nice.
That's pretty good. Tristan, are you still alive?
After 4 a.m. at Eastern Central, a woman reported to the Ontario Provincial Police in Burlington that she had observed a car traveling at a high rate of speed on the QEW. A warning was broadcast across police radio. 3 minutes later, OPP officer Mike Gula observed a speeding vehicle traveling Niagara bound on the QE in Vineland. Gula approached, activated his siren, and attempted to pursue Horton's vehicle, but lost sight of it. Horton passed a curve on the road, the Ontario Street, and approaching the Lake Street exit in St. Catharines, when he lost control, drove into a central grass medium where his car caught a recessed sewer, which caused the car to flip several times before it came to a stop on the roof in the Toronto-bound lanes, not wearing a seatbelt. Horton was found 123 feet from the car. He's pronounced dead at St. Catharines General Hospital.
123 feet?
Why wasn't that in meters? This is a Canadian icon here.
37 yeah. meters is in brackets.
37 meters? That is so far.
It's like farther than I try and walk every day, you know?
Yeah. Oh, lordy.
So you could say he was in Timbits. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here all week.
What is that chili made of, anyways?
Oh, God, no. You know what? I'd like to put something on blast.
Yeah.
The Tim Hortons in the solder building. Because they don't serve food.
Yeah.
I go there, and I'm like, can I get a bagel? They're like, no, you can't get a bagel. You can get a donut, though. I'm like, no, your donuts suck. And
just a muffin.
They just do, like, kind of like that baked sort of goods and coffee and drinks and sort of thing.
It's actually because like no one in Solder needs to eat food.
Oh, they're snakes.
Yeah, snakes.
Just
they eat money. Like, yeah.
They eat money.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear the sound of Solder snakes?
Yeah.
That's the sound.
Gross.
Can you do that a bit more into the mic? We couldn't really hear it.
Can you hear it?
Let's get one more time. A little ASMR.
Yeah, like right. Why are they?
It's like skin slapping. I don't know.
Ugh.
What do snakes feel like when they hit?
Okay.
So I'd like to put out a quick little ad for the people at UBC who have now moved in. I'm assuming whatever move-in day is for all the noobs.
I think probably tomorrow. Ooh, shout out to Bryce Allen and Kyle Cowan of Castlegar, British Columbia, who are coming to UBC. Congrats, guys.
Any hootie in the blowfish. Come by
the
UBC's tent on Imagine Day. And
uh-huh. We have a tent?
Wait,
it's a modest table.
We're having a two-person Coleman tent. You can just hop in. Maybe we'll cook some hot dogs.
Get a little freaky.
About journalism. Just razz.
Slug wars. Have some slug wars.
Yep.
Yes. Can we have just UBC slug wars? I would pay good money. Just to have a sleeping bag to do that in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stop by. Santa Ono's going to come by.
What?
Yeah, he tweeted. He's going to stop by the UBC tent.
That's official.
The Coleman
record.
Tent. It's going to be crowded in there with 11 editors and one Santa Ono, but I think we're going to make it work.
But I think that's when you make the longest lasting memories.
Is when Santa
and
Ono
hopefully they are
hops
long
in
lasting.
That sleeping bag. I forgot there were no classes on Tuesday. I mean, today.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, today.
Yeah.
Live.
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 On Tuesday.
Live on Tuesday.
Hey, it's Tuesday morning. Did you hear about that thing Congress did?
Live from Tuesday, it's Radio Pizza Party. And then camera zooms in and...
Musical guest.
Musical guest. You
too. How do you guys feel about U2?
What do you think about U2?
Not happy that they headlined Canada 150.
It was weird.
They're not even Canadian.
This is weird.
Isn't that just weird?
Who else? I feel like the Hip should have done it, but... You know.
But they already had their farewell thing.
Yeah.
A year too early.
Yeah. They should have had Rush. Today's Tom Sawyer gets by on you, and the space he invades,
can you
gets by on
the Canadian government
you.
Cannot afford Rush.
That's true. They can afford you, too?
Well, Justin Trudeau's personal friends with Bono. That's why.
Of course he is.
I'm not surprised.
Could there be a more Justin Trudeau thing in the world than being friends with Bono?
Being photobombed with Bono.
True.
Yeah.
Into Fino.
Into
shirtless.
Shirtless. Wrestling a shark away from a baby.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the shark baby. Is Stephen Harper.
Andrew Scheer.
Andrew Scheer.
Andrew Scheer. Did anyone even know who he was before he won the conservative leadership race?
No.
I didn't.
I'd heard of a wet blanket before.
I mean, we all met that one poly bro in our class, but we didn't know he was going to win the conservative election race.
Hey. Whoa. Getting political. More like radio political
party. Because
can we start it like the rhinoceros?
Radio part? Political party. That right, should be like a
special.
Feature or something that we do on this show. Like we try to raise money to create a political party because it's a grand.
It's $1,000 to create a political party.
But it's like refundable. But you just need to kind of show that you have
$1,000.
Yeah, you have $1,000.
Student loans.
Okay, I think we are approaching the end of our show today.
Yeah, it's been a fun
time.
It's
been Radio Pizza Party live from Saturday night.
Tuesday morning. Come by the Ubisoft table. I'll be wearing sunscreen, I hope, because it's going to be warm.
I will be wearing a screen made of sun.
Like,
I look forward to it.
Yeah. Where on the quad, as they say?
We are in zone four.
Oh,
which is between Martha Piper Plaza, a.k.a. the fountain with all the dogs in it, and Earth and Ocean Sciences Building.
Oh!
So anywhere along that strip, you'll find us.
Cool.
Well, that's going to be food. Will there be food?
I can either confirm or deny.
All right. I'd say we should let people get going with their day. Let's not keep anybody.
Yeah.
Who are we keeping? Okay. So
my
the way we.
Keeper. That fun-filled romp of a movie.
I would compare this episode to My Sister's Keeper. And all the parts where someone's dying of cancer.
Oh, my God.
Is that what happens in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's awful. It made
everyone
my mom
knows
cry
that.
For, like, 2 hours.
I haven't seen it.
It's, like, sadder than The Notebook.
Yeah.
I remember I had a notebook. Okay, so this is a Radio Pizza Party.
Sadder than The Notebook Tristan wrote it in high school.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know if that exists.
Did you burn them all?
You burned it, yeah.
I burned all my old notes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, history notes.
Nerd.
Yeah. Okay, so the way we...